The finger is gone that pointed the way so the general could escape. The Confederate who would enshrine the finger and its girl and turn them into stone. And now the finger is gone from the marble hand, proving every body is mutable, however white. So the finger is just a story of a finger that points to its absence, which everyone ignores as they pass incognito as the getaways of suburban legend, having gloved the hand and hung until it gave, so they could move like forest, away from the water and into history, lost in the crowd or the trees, until that day after each Thanksgiving, when all the county's majorettes, its quarterbacks and former mayors and fez-headed Shriners file in their large white Cadillacs, those heroes among them waving as they pass down Broad Street, disappearing as if she still pointed the way. They don't look back. Behind her, the bridge arches over the compendious river into the dimmer streets of East Gadsden, where one parade night, two men knocked, then shot a preacher in his door, sure of a Black Panther front, a fist they had to keep from rising, then pulled away slowly as if in their own parade. These Klansmen, Forrest's distant kin, scanning the windows and the doors, passing the boarded juke and the store where months later a neighborhood team would rob and hold the clerk at gunpoint and push him into the storeroom and douse him with gasoline, then light the match just to scare him, he'd say, before the flames went up, burning his face into a map of the county everyone would read as an answer, leaving him to stagger, leaving him to crawl toward the door, to crawl out through the slow bleed of dawn. In Greek, elegy means morning song, a poem for what's been lost. And the Greeks always cut something from their lines, a syllable or two, to create a silence or a place to hear it. Maybe breaking meter and slipping in an iamb, which means limping or lame, like the gait of a wounded man, stepping quick, then stopping so the pain can arrive. And so the elegy, the morning song, reaches for what's missing or left behind, like the woman who found the preacher in his door, gasping for breath, or the one who knelt beside the clerk on the banks of a silence she could not ford, or like the teenager, or like the finger, or the fist it leaves behind, as if to say, even memory can forget itself and be written into another story while everyone is looking at something else. The caddies slide into the night and are folded once again beneath their hoods. The cheerleaders, the Shriners, and the quarterbacks take off their suits and enter the crowds again, and we drive through those streets where the night, where the day falls as indifferently as before. We come over the bridge. We do not look back. We think of the girl as we pass, and the finger we imagine still pointing the way.